Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday. Monday it is. Oh, yes, indeed it is. Of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Let's try to make this Monday as good as we possibly can, okay? Yeah, it's March 23rd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Oh, it seems so far away now. But we're going to get there again. In around 5 minutes, could be less. There wasn't a whole lot that happened over the weekend. But we'll see what we can do. Well, we've had updated iPhones. We've had updated iPads. We even got a freaking watch coming. But there's been one little product that's kind of set over there in the corner and go, "What about me, guys?" That would be our dear old Apple TV. Well, apparently somebody's been hearing him in the corner. Because according to the folks over at BuzzFeed, we got a new one coming in June. Apple is preparing to finally offer a new Apple TV experience. Now, we all know last week, Wall Street Journal reported about a new subscription internet TV service coming to Apple TV. So this kind of ties in with that. But this new Apple TV, which we still don't know what really it looks like, probably be similar, I would imagine. Maybe it'd be a different color. Who knows? But it's going to have the long-awaited App Store, they're saying, and a software development kit to help developers populate it. Sources are also saying the Apple TV's insides will have a major overhaul. They're saying expect an A8 chip system inside, or at least something equivalent to it, and well beyond the 8 gigabytes of RAM that we currently have in our Apple TVs. I don't know about you, I think I'm more excited about this than the Apple Watch. All right, we all get a little bit irritated when we're holding our phones and they just freaking lock on us. You know, you got it in your hand, it locks on you. Like, I was using it. I just was, you know, got distracted, but I was using the damn thing. Well, if you're an Android phone owner, you may not have to worry about that pretty soon. According to those fine folks over there at the Android Police, readers are reporting their Lollipop-equipped phones with the Smart Lock Security now includes an on-body detection. I guess it's like a motion-sensitive type of thing that if it knows it's moving or something, it ain't gonna lock. And if you're thinking, what about those security things? Well, I guess they're still trying to iron that out a little bit. Meaning, say you left the thing on the table, or I don't know, maybe you got a pickpocketer, you know, from your pocket and the thing was already unlocked. Woo, they're going to have a lot of fun, then, aren't they? It is not certain when we're actually going to see this option in the wild, but they are saying Google is slowly rolling out body detection to users through the Google Play services. So apparently these are not going to be software updates. In any case, enjoy your unsecure fun. We've been talking a long time about the death of the CD. Yes, the compact disc. And for those of you who are really old now and makes me feel even older, that's that little thing that's round with a little hole in the middle. No, not the big record. I'm talking about, well, that is if you know what a record is. I'm talking about the smaller thing that's shiny. Yeah, those things. Well, we might start encountering that pretty soon. A report from the Recording Industry Association of America, or better known as the RIAA, or better as you may know as the people that actually sue their customers, reveal that music streaming revenues have hit $1.87 billion in the U.S. back in 2014. That's just barely beating the CD sales, actually, at $1.83 billion just last year. But it also seems that people still want to own their music, or at least have it on a hard drive or some sort, because digital downloads still dominate the market. Apple's iTunes Store brought in $2.58 billion last year. However, though, with all hearing of that good news, RIA has also got to tell you about the bad news. Total music industry revenue dropped $6.9 billion in 2014. Ah, oh well. Are you on Google Fiber? Well, chances are you're probably not if you're listening to this podcast. But if you are, it means you're in Kansas City. Woohoo, I found you. It also means you're going to be seeing ads on the TV pretty soon. Over the weekend, Google announced it's testing a new kind of ad tracking system for Google Fiber TV customers in Kansas City. What it's going to be is just like any of those other crappy local ads that you see on local TV. Yeah, you know those ones that, you know, terrible car dealerships and all that sort of thing, right? Here's the difference. The advertisers will only pay for the number of ads actually shown. That's as monitored by the fiber set-top boxes. Google's also saying they can insert fresh ads in DVR'd programming, too. Spooky. So that way it's targeting viewers based on their viewing history. From other sources, we're also hearing that the connected devices will have the ability to spit back much more details about the viewer activity than we've ever seen before. It's not bad to have Google Fiber, but you gotta pay the consequences. I'd say make sure that TV that you have doesn't have a camera pointing at you. Just for safety's sake. I'm just saying. And finally, see, I told you it was short today. I don't know if you realize this, but we had a major birthday over the weekend. Yeah, Twitter turned 9 years old over the weekend. Can you freaking believe it's been 9 years since Twitter has launched? With you thinking that, you kind of get nostalgic, don't you? You kind of think, I wonder what my first tweet was. Probably something dumb. Well, guess what? Now you can go and check that out. All you have to do is go over to Discover, that's DISCOVER.twitter.com. Little page is going to come up. It says, there's a first tweet for everything. And you can find anybody's first tweet, not just yours. You can just go back, your friends, your family, your enemies, anybody. Go find where their first tweet was. Type in their username, and away you go. Fortunately, I did it for myself, and yeah, mine's a dumb tweet. I actually said, I have no idea what I'm doing trying to figure out Twitter. Funny enough, I'm actually still probably doing the exact same thing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. I wonder what that first tweet is. You can even follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we will be back tomorrow, I hope. I certainly hope, with a lot more tech news to get you caught up on over the next 24 hours that's going to happen in tech news. But until then, try your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you very much for listening.